KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to
ladies and gentlemen, you have entered the Fuzz Show right here on KX935. I'm your host, Brindles. Let's get into it. Here's a track coming up that is pretty obscure, and there's no possible way I could tell you how to say the track's name. So you'll have to subscribe to the podcast and find the track list there. But I can tell you it's an obscure band from the Europe region. And they're called Omega, and Jonah Hill recently used it as the song behind his trailer to 90s Kids. So there you go. Omega with an unpronounceable track name, followed by Television Personalities, Silly Girl. Thanks for tuning in. Let's do this.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to butt in right now. That was Omega, and I'm still not going to pronounce the track name. It starts with a G and ends with a Y. Two words. It's Hungarian, so you got me on how that even sounds. But you heard it, and yeah, just a little bit more background so you guys can kind of feel it. That was a band from Hungary from the late 60s. That track dropped in 1968, and it, or I guess 1969, whatever. But it translates to The Girl with Pearly Hair. Became kind of a hit out there. I mean, that's pretty psych rock for that time in Hungary, in my opinion. I'm not a big expert on that, but yeah. Anyways, apparently they've done an English version too called Pearls in Her Hair and a German version. So I'm going to definitely have to check that out. Kanye sampled it. Pretty random. So there you go. That's kind of the only sample I could find. Super random. But what track was that? Kanye sampled it. Oh, the outro of New Slaves with Frank Ocean singing over it. I'm sure that hits this demographic for this radio show. Let's get into it. Television personalities, Silly Girl. I love this band. They're so good. And then we'll get into Omaha, Nebraska native David Nance. I believe he lives in LA now, maybe in Highland Park. I don't know if he still does. Maybe he moved back. Highland Park's getting kind of crazy, but it's a killer one. We'll get into it.
See what we've got in today's calorie.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground right here on KX93.5.
We'll be right back.
So, like I said, that was David Nance, his track Pure Evil, and that comes to us via Nebraska, Omaha. There was a huge rad music scene, not huge, but really cool DIY style music scene coming out of there for a while. If you're familiar with a band that I'm obsessed with called Brimstone Howl, he played with them quite a bit. And so it's cool because I don't really hear too much about that band anymore. And it's a shame because they broke up. I actually did find the lead singer on LinkedIn once and told him he should get back together. And he said he'd contact me when they did. That was probably 10 years ago. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe LinkedIn just isn't the spot to convince a broken up band to get back together. There you have it. Anyways, you're tuned in to the Fuzz Show. Coming up now, following up a song called Pure Evil. What makes more sense? I think, this one, Psycho Killer, 1975 CBS demo from Talking Heads. They were not signed yet. They were only a 3-piece at this time. They were still, this came out before they added Jerry Harrison to the band around 1977. So it was 2 years prior to that. They had just moved to New York, trying to cut it on the scene. This band, in my opinion, has one of the raddest bass players of all time, and she happens to be a woman. That's really, really cool, in my opinion. Especially, there's a band out now, Krongbin, has a female bassist, and she rips as well. You've heard, definitely heard them on this show. So we'll get into Talking Heads, and then we'll get into some older cool stuff. Simply Saucer, The Chills, Ought. Yeah, I don't know. That probably doesn't mean anything to you, but it will in a few minutes. Stay tuned. This is The Fuzz Show, KX935.
Psycho killer, kiss me, say
tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
Thank you.
Let's see what we've got in today's calorie.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
That was the now defunct Strange Boys. Man, they had so many good albums that came out maybe like 10, 15 years ago, which seems like a long time ago, but it's really not. No, Should Have Shot Paul. And yeah, I don't know if you want to know the meaning of the song, but they're talking to the guy that shot John Lennon, and they have some words for him about who we should have shot instead. So there you go. I guess you know who their favorite Beatles was, if you were wondering. You're tuned into the Fuzz Show. I'm your host, Brindles. Isn't us another nice one from a band called Ott. Beautiful Blue Sky. And then, we'll get into a couple more before we sign off. Got a band called Hidden Fees, Conspiracy of Owls, which is like early Burger Records days. I want to say it's members of The Go, which is like one of Jack White's early bands. Not his band, actually. He was just a part of it. Got the Soft Boys. And then a live recording of the Velvet Underground of a track you may have never heard. I feel like people are still discovering stuff all the time from your favorite bands. I feel like that pretty much every time I turn Bob Dylan on. I'm like, wow, you've got another song that I've never heard. But yeah, it's a cool one. It's called I'm Not a Young Man Anymore. It was recorded live in New York in like the 70s. It's pretty cool. But yeah, let's get into it. Here's Ott with Beautiful Blue Sky.
Yes. Yes.
Tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
that was Hidden Fees, their track So What from 2014. That's a two-piece of Brooklyn DJs, one of which is a sometimes bassist for Gang Gang Dance. They got a bunch of stuff going on. It's pretty rad, and I dig what they're putting down with that. I haven't dug into really much of anything else that they've put out, but that one in particular is called So What, and I dig it. So there you go. Tune in the Fuzz Show. Coming up now is Conspiracy of Owls, a track called A Silver Song. This is from around 2010. The Conspiracy of Owls is pretty rad because they've got some deep, deep roots into some music stuff. And let me explain. They're a side project, or basically an alternative side project or whatever, from a legendary band called The Go, which was like mid-90s Detroit, kind of I wouldn't say the height, but at the forefront of the music scene that was going on in Detroit in the 90s, which is what produced guys like Brendan Benson, Jack White, the Gorries, tons of really good kind of garage rock, punk rock stuff was coming out, and The Go was like this power pop, kind of like ode to the Beatles, but from Detroit, gritty. Anyways, The Go, they released their first album in 99, and Jack White was the guitarist for that. This is pre-White Stripes. This is before Jack was like really, really on the scene. Fast forward to 2010, Burger Records is pumping out cassette tracks from Fullerton, California, and starting a really, really massive music movement of kind of homegrown, really cool stuff. And they reached out to Bobby Harlow, who was in The Go, and they had this side project. So they put out Conspiracy of Owls in 2010, one of their first albums in that I can remember, at least, that the Burger Records put out. I'm sure they put out some other stuff before that. But anyways, a little bit of background. Check out Conspiracy of Owls. You'll get it after this track. It's got this power pop kind of vibe. But definitely check out The Go, because if you're a fan of the White Stripes or a fan of anything that really came out of Detroit during that time, this is one of the bands. So we'll get into this, and then I got the Soft Boys, and then I got that Velvet Underground track. Thanks for tuning in. This is The Fuzz Show on KX935.
I wanna
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
We'll be right back. Pickles in my pocket, you know that I can get you some more.